Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, oh, we gotta do it. You ain't gonna miss it. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 5th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 77 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's like another nice day. I ain't got to see the sky yet, see if they're chemtrailing us. They probably are. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Los Angeles homeless population hits 36,000 in dramatic rise, and we're going to try to figure out why.
People say I'm no good, crazy as a loon, 'cause I get stoned in the
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, homeless population hits 36,000. Our Los Angeles homeless population hits 36,000 in dramatic rise. This is from The Guardian, sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Los Angeles has experienced a 16% increase in the homeless population over the last year, the latest sign of severe income inequality and worsening housing crisis plaguing California. It's the sign of the tens of, well, how many they say? 16%, 36,000 more Mexicans and Guatemalans and Hondurans and El Salvadorians came to L.A. and they get the money handed to them to go and pay the $2,000. I mean, you think about these people on the streets in L.A. You're looking at $5,000 to get in a one-room apartment down there just to get in. And a couple of grand a month to fucking pay for the son of a bitch. They are running us out of our country just by their fucking numbers. We did not create our own numbers when we in population. We did not have enough children to recreate our own numbers. And this has been a couple of generations for American nationals. There should be a gluttage of fucking homes. I mean, rent should be dirt cheap. Why isn't it? Why are they pumping all these son of a bitch? Why are they recolonizing this country? Because it's going to be a slave fucking master fucking society, period. There are more than 36,000 homeless people in the city of L.A. and nearly 59,000 across L.A. County in a 16% and 12% uptick, respectively, according to an annual L.A. County report released on Tuesday. The county point-in-time count conducted by thousands of volunteers in January each year is an estimate of the number of people living on the street, in tents, in cars, and in shelters. And I mean, a lot of people work. work and live in their goddamn cars because they cannot afford housing because, well, you know, it's supply and demand. They have put a hell of a fucking demand on it, letting the third world come in here and just, well, you're going to compete with them and the and your own goddamn resources because your resources are being handed to them so that they can have the housing. And you can't, you go sleep on the fucking street. You people better nut up, man. You better take a few dollars and you better get your goddamn guns and stuff and say, no, you're not, and just shoot the son of a bitches out of there. Then you have a place to live. The sharp increase in paint a picture of a... Sharp increases paint a picture of growing public health crisis in a region home to some of the richest neighborhoods and people in the United States. And I'm telling this, like up in Seattle, there's big, huge gated communities all populated by Chinese. These are people from other places in the world that are living the fucking life of Riley, that are living our fucking dream, people, that belongs to us. Some key data from the report. More than 44,000, 75% of the homeless population are unsheltered, with more than 16,000 people living in cars and more than 11,000 in tents and makeshift shelters. At the same time, you go down and look at how well they're treating those people at the border. You know, look at the billions being pumped into, but, you know, I wouldn't pump a fucking penny into fucking L.A. I mean, what you need to pump in there is the army and throw every son of a bitch out of there that isn't supposed to be there. And there'd be plenty of housing and it would be fucking affordable. The number of homeless families increased by 8% to 8,800, with more than 1,600 of them unsheltered. Youth homelessness also increased by 24% to nearly 4,000, and more than half of the young people are unsheltered. These are Americans getting thrown out in the fucking streets for these fucking invaders. We're sitting there watching her happen. More than half of the unsheltered adults are experiencing homelessness for the first time. That means that this, some son of a bitch is coming from another country and taking their job at a decreased fucking wage, driving wages down and making, like I said, I mean, who, see these employers, they always talk about, you know, the corporations, we need them so bad. This industry, and so it's the only way we can live. It ain't like we don't own the goddamn resources of this country. We were not guaranteed a debt-free currency so that we could exploit those resources ourselves and be the people living in those fucking houses, is it? These are fucking foreigners coming in here making our fucking people homeless. And we're sitting here watching it happen. And the people that it is happening to, goddamn, gotta rise up. Rise up and start, just go and start slaughtering these son of a bitches. What are they going to do? If you rip through the fucking city, I'm not talking about going down to City Hall and shouting and screaming and bitching and whining and fighting with the police. I'm talking about just going down through the fucking streets and mowing these son of a bitches down. You're not from this fucking country. Bam, you're fucking dead. Yeah, they wouldn't get rid of you. I did. Youth homelessness. Okay, where were we? The LA...
Yeah, instead, we got to watch this garbage on TV about this clown going over there to Britain.
God. Completely disgusting. He's over there. That's the American royalty and the British royalty. They're sitting down and they're rubbing ass together and swapping spit and doing God knows what kind of creepy, sick shit. What the hell does the Queen of England have to do? Oh, I thought that was just a proxy position, that they'd had no power. What the fuck's he doing over there licking her ass, that old nasty crone? Why do the people of fucking Britain put up with having a royal fucking family? Somebody that you'll just, oh, they're better than me. Well, I ain't found the person yet. The L.A. mayor... go ahead, brother.
Thank God he's finally leaving. I mean, the TV has been nothing but... Trump and his damn wife in Britain, man, is driving me crazy.
Well, he's over in, right there next to it. Huh? Ireland, yeah, today. He's over there in Ireland today, talking to their elite. The L.A. mayor, Eric Garcetti, called the increase heartbreaking in a statement. I bet it is. I bet it's a goddamn spick. And he said, oh, it's heartbreaking watching you Americans lose everything. We're taking everything you have. We have a better life, and you're going into the fucking third world. Have a nice day. These results remind us of a difficult truth. Skyrocketing rent statewide and federal divestment in affordable housing combined with an epidemic of untreated trauma and mental illness is pushing people into homelessness faster than they can be lifted out, he said. Now what happens is, no, the fucking people, you go and you come, some son of a bitch comes and takes your fucking job. You're barely fucking making it. You got fucking kids, and you know, and you can't take care of. And you're out on the goddamn street. Oh, God, have some heroin. This will make you feel better because we pumped this shit in from Afghanistan. We guard the fields over there, and the CIA planes fucking bring it into fucking Central and South America. And the Central and South Americans invading your country, they bring it up here so you'll have some way to take care of your fucking misery laying there on the fucking sidewalk. Have some fucking grit. Be a fucking American. Stand up. Get what you it takes and drive those son of a bitches out of your country because nobody else is going to do it. The report found that 53% of people suffering homelessness for the first time cited economic hardship. And then, wait, this is a fucking booming economy. There's 7 million jobs open in this country that nobody wants. I don't know if it's in this bunch or somewhere else I read an article about us lazy Americans. Us lazy fucking Americans built this fucking, this diamond in the rough that everybody fucking wants to get here and get and take away from us. All of these international workers want to come here and take what belongs to us. We don't even have to fucking work. God damn it, this fucking place belongs to us. I can trace my lineage back the earliest from my mom's side on to 1660 fucking 8. I think I'm a fucking American. On my dad's side, 17 and 39, fought every fucking war in this goddamn country. This fucking country belongs to us. And you're handing it over to these son of a bitches and taking it from us without due process of the law because you are an illegal institution, government corporation.
What the Guatemalans are doing, Henry, they're coming up here and they're taking the, they're working just, they don't give a shit. They're saying, okay, well, they won't kick me out for at least 2 years. So they're working for 2 years, they're making as much money as they can, and they're fucking going back. In the meantime, they're taking the jobs, cleaning us out, and they just don't give a shit. They know they're going to be gone sooner or later, and they don't give a damn.
No, they're not going to be gone unless we throw their asses out of here, Mark. I read an article yesterday. The date goes by, or even if they go to court, even if they show up for the court date and they're deported, they just go back to what they're doing because nobody's going to fucking enforce the law here because it benefits the fucking industry. It benefits the filthy rich, and it is not the filthy rich of America. It is the international filthy rich that have based themselves where the resources are of the most valued country on the fucking planet. And they want slave fucking labor to dig it out and hand them the fucking coins so they can have them big mountains of coins so they can do the weird shit, so they can own people, so they can screw little children.
Yeah, well, I mean, 6 months ago you were talking about that they were coming up here. You were talking about that 6 months ago. The caravans, they're still fucking, they're still doing it. They're like thousands a week come up here from Guatemala, man.
Well, they're playing this fucking game with us about, you know, putting tariffs on. You know, they don't realize, they think we're just like little children. And they tell us a little story, and oh, that's why. But I was hearing him talk today about the tariffs that he's threatened to put on, like a 5% tariff on all Mexican goods on by Monday if they don't start doing something to stem the flow, not to stop it. Remember that son of a bitch ran for president on the promise that he was going to remove every single one of them, that DACA would end day one. He's a lying piece of shit. He's buying them time. We said that from the beginning. All he is there for is to buy them time. Had it been Hillary Clinton, it would have been straight for the fucking guns. The war would have been on. Everybody was locked and loaded, ready to go. And they pulled this fucking, and the dumbass, goddamn, retarded fucking American conservatives, the ones that are all deep into industry, and they care about is their own fucking wallet. Their fucking money, their ill-begotten gains that they hold are fuck you and your fucking liberty. As long as I got my shit, fuck you, live in the fucking mud. Live on the side of the street. Stick heroin in your fucking arms. I'll pay for the transport planes to bring it into fucking Central America, and I'll pay for the caravans to bring it in here so you can lay on the fucking street and die because we want you all dead anyway because you're the rightful fucking owners that we're stealing everything from. Roughly one quarter of the unsheltered adults lost their housing in 2018. A majority of the homeless people have also lived in the country for more than 10 years. You see, this is new, this fucking hordes coming in here, and they're handing them fucking thousands of dollars. I mean, you can't afford a fucking apartment. These people on the street, how is one of them going to come up with $5,000 just to get moved in? That's if they could pass a background check. That's if they had a fucking job. But the job's done been taken by a son of a bitch from another fucking country, and he was handed the $5,000, and he's got the job, so he's got the fucking, we're being displaced. Can't people see that? I've been crying out that this is a disaster of epic proportions, he said, said the Reverend Andy Bales, CEO of Union Rescue Mission and L.A. Homeless Organization. Thousands upon thousands are suffering in the streets, and the longer you leave people on the streets, the more devastating it is. No shit. Think about it. Just look at it. I mean, but they see that's it. That's why they needed the heroin thing. They have that heroin pumped in here by the fucking government. Made cheap. So everybody that was fucking suffering the misery of losing their job to a fucking foreigner who came here illegally, an illegal alien, a fucking invader that, well, here's a little relief. Stick this in your arm. And just lay there and die. I mean, that's why I said, you know, the people in the city fucking, I have no fucking, I ain't crying no tears for you. You should have, you should have seen in the day, like when my grandfather was a part of the fucking union wars over the coal mines. They were getting paid in company script and going hungry, working 14, 15 fucking hours a day. And they said, you know what? No fucking more. They weren't smart enough to know that it all belonged to them. They weren't smart enough to stand up and say, but you're in violation of the Bill of Rights, you fucking corporate piece of shit. But they did. They would fight for their livelihood. They would kill people over their fucking jobs and over their fucking positions in this phony fucking communist society. The crisis has disproportionately hit black Americans, who are four times more likely to experience homelessness in L.A. than other groups. That's why they're having such a hard time pushing this. It's that race thing. If you don't want the fucking world to come in and take everything, you're racist. Well, tell that to the black American nationals. Tell them, are they racist too? I'll tell you what, we quit looking at the color of one another's skin a whole long fucking time ago, you dirty cocksuckers, and you're gonna reap the whirlwind. I know I've heard these statements coming out, there are a lot more of them lately, from these bigwigs. Oh, we can't be stopped. We're gonna have our world dominant. You wanna fucking bet? I mean, of course you're gonna come out and say that because you're so fucking desperate. Your desperation shows in your actions. Your desperation shows in your inactions, you phony motherfuckers. And I'm telling you, they gotta be, I mean, they're playing a dangerous, dangerous game, and they have to know that it's dangerous, but they're so sick in the fucking head. I mean, it's like a coke dealer, you know, that's hooked on coke. He's gonna keep doing it. He knows it's dangerous. He knows he could get busted or get shot or what might have you. Somebody fucking take him out. But he's going to keep doing it because he needs that fucking buzz. He needs that buzz, man. He needs that feeling. That's how sick these son of a bitches are. And I'll tell you what, you sick, mentally retarded bastards. You're not going to outthink us. You're not going to outfight us. You are going down, and you are going down hard. You will not accomplish a new world order. It won't happen. They represent 30% of the homeless population, despite representing only 8% of the county population. Officials in L.A. County, which spent $619 million on the crisis last year, said they had made progress. And I guarantee you, $619 million went to these motherfucking illegal aliens to kick the Americans out on the fucking streets after they took their fucking jobs and take their fucking housing, too. That's what's going on here, people. So, they made progress in 2018, placing more than 21,000 people in home. Well, identify those 21,000 people. Oh, or can you do that in this fucking language? Can you say their name in my fucking language? An increase of 23% from the previous year. The Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority, see, every one of these fuckers, when they come across the border, they get handed a big fat fucking check, and they're homeless. And they go over and there's all kinds of programs for these asylum seekers who call themselves international workers. We got a job. I mean, fuck, they're telling you. They are telling you, these people are being told in Guatemala, they're being told in Honduras, they're being told in El Salvador, there's a blue-collar job waiting for you, $15 an hour. Like I said, they have pulled us down to the point of what minimum wage was when me and Laura first started out as kids. I mean, like 17 years old. That's what it amounts to. And this is a good wage. This is how you pull a country down into a third world status and have a goddamn ruling corporate aristocracy that lives in gated communities. Like I said, and a lot of most of the ones in goddamn Seattle are fucking foreigners. I guarantee you that. But what it is these international corporations coming in here from other countries. These fuckers can't speak the language. It don't fucking matter. They're an international corporation. They come in here, they pay off the right fucking people, and next thing you know, they're living in a gated community as they're fucking buying up all the real estate around there for their workforce that they're bringing from their foreign land to come here that'll work for fucking nothing, that'll work as slaves here where the resources are, and they don't have to pay for transportation so they can have another gold faucet in your fucking country. I want to see this break loose. I want to see the people when they go into those goddamn gated communities owned by the fucking communist Chinese and how we treat with those motherfuckers.
They're buying it with borrowed money that they don't pay it back. We get stuck with the bill. You know, they never pay. They borrow the goddamn money. They don't pay it off in cash.
Brother, they borrowed the money from us and they owe the money to us. Our national debt is $22 trillion, which just so happens to be how much money they can't account for. They don't know where in the hell it went. That's why it must have went in their fucking pockets as payoffs, the dirty sons of bitches. And I'll tell you what, they're going to be, I mean, fuck this, justice tempered with mercy. How about skinned a fucking live and left like that until you fucking die? Oh, let's see, where are we here? The Los Angeles Homeless Service Authority, LASHA, see, they've got a Mexican name because as far as they're concerned, they've taken 150 miles of our fucking country, 2,000 miles, or at least 1,500 miles down to Louisiana. Also note that the exorbitant rent increases in the area combined with stagnant wages means one-third of households now spend more than 50% of income on rent. 1%, one recent study named LA the least affordable housing market in the country. But see what they'll do is they'll rent a one room fucking apartment and 10 of those son of a bitches will live in there. This is why they want them here, because they will live like fucking rats. This is our fucking country. We are a rich fucking people that are being fucking stolen from. And we're just allowing it to happen. You know, I think it was Coyote brought up yesterday, you know, writing, out a declaration or something. No more fucking declarations. No more fucking words. If you're really fucking sick of this shit, man, as an individual, I think you can figure out how to hurt them or hurt some of them. And if everybody did it at once, man, I'll tell you what, it would have a fucking effect. And then there's no more. They know exactly what they're fucking doing to us. They know that we know what they're doing to us. And the only question here is, are we going to pick up those fucking guns and straighten this shit out or not? An LA linter earning minimum wage would need to work 79 hours a week to afford a one-bedroom apartment, people. 79 hours a week to afford and the reason it's being taken by these fucking low rent son of a bitches, they're working for minimum wage, but there's 10 of them. And all 10 of them are getting fucking subsidies from the fucking, food stamps, fucking, rental assistance, all this fucking shit. They're all getting all 10 of them. They're living high on the fucking hog as our people are laying in the fucking streets. But that's where you deserve to be, is laying in that fucking street. If you won't get up and fight for your own fucking jobs and your own fucking homes. And this rent scam across this country. I'll tell you what, all you fucking rental companies out there, are you goddamn real estate, what the hell do they call them? Property management. Property managers? You motherfuckers are getting skinned alive too for what you've done. You dirty fucking criminal sons of bitch and you mafia. That's what it fucking is. It's pure fucking mafia right out in everybody's fucking face. Everybody knows it. You talk to anybody that rents, they know exactly what's going on. They know about the goddamn mafia that runs the rental business. You're going to pay, you motherfuckers. And no, there ain't no billionaire, zillionaire out there going to save you. One, them motherfuckers, everything they got through deceit and through fucking lying and fraud. They can't whip nobody's ass. They couldn't whip the wind with the fistful of hammers. They're nothing. And it's got to the point to the people of this fucking world, thanks to the internet, know exactly who and what every fucking one of them is. And they, hey man, go ahead, buy your fucking mercenaries. We'll plant them like fucking corn. We're planning on taking a 2 million hit. We understand that there was never no militia in this fucking country. That if the people are going to have to do this themselves as individuals. We'll come together. We'll come together. We have families have already come together. Groups have already come together. But no, there ain't no big old fucking militia out there going to do jack shit for anybody but their own industrial fucking partners. All they want is the rule over us back. And it's more, you can pump as many fucking $5 laborers into this country as you want, because they fucking love that shit in the farming and the ranching and the logging and the mining industry. They get a $5 fucking slave, man, they're making bank and they love it. They don't give a fucking shit about your goddamn liberty and your fucking freedom in this country and the fact that they're stealing from you. An L.A. renter earning minimum wage would need to work 79 hours a week to afford a one-bedroom apartment, and the county would need more than 500,000 new affordable units to meet the needs of the low-income renters. 500,000 more, but we're not reproducing our numbers. Where'd that 500,000 come from? Just in L.A., huh? They're going to show up in your fucking town. They're coming. You get better. You fucked around. Now your family's gonna be looking at there to see if you have any balls when this shit breaks loose. How about that? It ain't gonna be out there when you're out in the fucking field and when you find out if you got what it takes. It's gonna be right in front of your own family, and if you fail, they die. New affordable units to meet the needs of low-income renters. The pressure is, you see, and that's the whole thing, this low-income renters, you know, if they sit there, the corporate rich that have made record profits since they fucking committed the derivatives fraud in 2008, record fucking profits. And they keep talking about this, you're going to keep hearing that $15 mark a lot more, $15. They want to say, yeah, $15. Man, that's a lot of money in Mexico. Yeah, well, it ain't here. $15 equates to fucking what was $3.05, what was minimum wage. That's what they want. Everybody here working at a minimum wage, being subsidized by those who are making anything more than a minimum wage to bring them down to a fucking minimum wage. I've talked to a lot of people, man, people that own businesses and shit. And, you know, in 2008, they lost everything and what might have you. And I said, sit down and do the fucking math. See, you, man, you were making all these loans, buying cars, so you were upper crust. Nice fucking house, swimming pool. Now you do
You gotta make 40, Henry. 40 is like bottom, man. If you have a family and you got a car and a house and a family, 40's rock bottom.
Rock bottom, dude. Rock fucking bottom. Barely scraping by, working 6 days a week. Sleeping, eating, and working. Absolutely. And this is our fucking country. While these foreigners are sitting here in our fucking country inside gated communities, fucking rolling in the fucking dough, living a life of luxury because of some fucking pricks, some Zionist pricks, because this whole country's run by them fucking Israel, those Zionist fucking dog shit eating bastards. For some kickbacks to them, they're sitting here having what belongs to you and me. And I say it's way past time that the people just went to fucking pick, just go get those son of a bitches. And we have an army, but you cannot have an organized fucking force. If you get three people together, two of them will be FBI agents. It has to come down to families. It has to come down to friends that have been friends for all their lives. People coming together to fucking flat put the vigilante shit down on them hard. Let them find 10,000 bodies of fucking mid-level pricks in one night. 10,000 of them found across the country. Get to work. And while you're looking for them, the next night another 10,000. And the next night another 10,000. And you got enough people to investigate yet? You still do? Well, here's another 10,000. And another 10,000. Are you getting the fucking message yet? Oh, there's some houses burning down around us. Oh, it was the pricks that were fucking everybody. The gated communities got attacked by a whole fucking mob of fucking people. They went in and ripped everything apart and killed everybody in the fucking place. You think America's pissed off yet? But you got to do something.
You're going to pay Barack Obama $600,000 for an hour and a half long speech. He doesn't say shit. I'm out there breaking my fucking back for $22 an hour.
The thing is, dude, the people that are paying $600, they're a part of it. It's to keep up the image of the ruling class and the ruled. Well, I'm not ruled. I'm not a part of your fucking ruled class, you cocksuckers. I know what you've stolen from me. I know what should be mine by right, by birthright. And I aim to claim it back. But until the people of this country, I mean, God damn it, what pisses me off is there are people out there that know this and understand this, and nobody knows who they are. These are the people right now. I mean, you're gonna fight, and I don't give a fuck what you do, because these son of a bitches are invading your country. They're gonna be in your fucking yard. And like I said, your own family is gonna see if you fucking have nuts and you walk out the door and fight them, or if you run the other way and just leave them to be slaughtered. Like a fucking coward. But you were killing yourselves. I mean, this is why we gotta lose 2 million. Because of the fucking charlatans out there and the phony fucking non-existent fucking militia. The bullshit militia out there that doesn't exist. If there was a fucking militia out there, their number one, their only fucking duty would be to enforce the people's Bill of Rights against this fucking, this invasion, against this goddamn occupation. A lot of them are a part of the occupation. Most of them are making big fucking money off the whole fucking deal. That's why you don't see it. That's why I don't want to hear the word militia. We are the militia. We the people are the unorganized fucking militia that are going to have to fucking settle this shit. Because everybody else, before you can get somebody to pick up a gun, they have to have everything fucking taken from them. Because if there's something to lose, I'd rather see you fucking enslaved than me lose my comfort zone here. I'm a militia man. See my $3,000 fucking rifles? See my thousands of dollars worth of shit I got to fight with? And you ain't got the fucking balls to use it, because only time you'd use it is to protect industry in this goddamn country. To protect the good old boy system that served you so well, that gave you your fucking goodies, huh? And to hell with the people. Well, the people are going to say to hell with you. And I'll tell you what, we outnumber you 10,000 to 1. Your fucking asses are going too. There's going to be nothing left but American nationals, pure American nationals of every color. The people who fucking stood and fought for the Bill of Rights when the Bill of Rights was in its most desperate fucking moment. That's who's going to earn this country. That's who's going to own this country. That's who's going to have their finger on the fucking button. And you internationalist son of a bitches, no way we can stop you. You want to fucking bet? You fucking test American ingenuity. You know that you ain't never done nothing in your whole fucking life but lie and cheat and steal. That's all you've got. Your only fucking talent. You never fought nobody for yourself. You hire somebody to fuck your wife for you, you fucking piss ant. You got nothing. All you can do is hire people, and hired people fighting people who are defending their home and hearth don't stand a chance, especially when they're fighting on with our territory. And we will fucking smear them. Then we're coming for your fucking asses, and you are going to hang in our public squares, Rothschilds. We're way past the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Yeah.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, 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 knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long black cloud is coming down. I feel like I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah, yeah. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time. And that was Avril Lavigne with Knocking on Heaven's Door, which is how we feel. Come around about Wednesday here. Oh, it's a miracle. Helsinki, radical solution to homelessness. This is from The Guardian. It was sent in by Mary for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Downstairs in the two-story block in a bright communal living and dining area, a spotless kitchen, a gym room, a sauna. In Finland, saunas are basically obligatory. Upstairs is where the 21 tenants, men and women, most under 20 live, or under 30 live. It's important that they are tenants. Each has a contract, pays rent, and if they need to, applies for housing benefits. See, this is still socialism. But at least these people here are saying, but you know, taking care of their own fucking people. That's what's wrong with America here. See, that's what they spent so many years dividing us by race, dividing us by fucking gender, by men against women. I mean, women are being put down. The women's coalition. And then the race thing, you know, the Hispanic coalition, the black coalition, the Chinese coalition. All this fucking shit, that was not what this country was supposed to be. That is not what this country is. This was supposed to be a bastion of liberty for the individual, and goddamn do they hate that fucking word. Because, like I said before, they're nothing. When you have a society based on socialism, you have social classes. You have social climbers. You have what you have. You don't have your most intelligent, your people with the most aptitude, your most ambitious people building things and making and you know, making the foundation for a successful society. You have brown nosers, ass kissers, ass suckers. They have no talent, but they sure know how to suck ass. And the hereditary wealth has bred a generation of the super rich who've never worked a day in their fucking life. All they do is sign fucking papers that the lawyers, the attorneys tell them to sign, and they get big checks in the fucking mail. They get the lion's share of the sweat of the American people as they're fucking eating out our substance because the goddamn resources belong to us. We're not supposed to be a... I mean, they finally turned it into, you know, when they started this whole thing with the goddamn, they just want to come in here and pick lettuce because we don't want to. And now I don't know if it's in this article or another article I got here or what might have it talking about. Those lazy Americans don't know how to do anything. We built fucking civilization, you sons of bitches, and you know it. See, they're going to try and talk you into just fucking, well, I guess I'm just no better than a fucking third world fucking Honduran. I might as well just, you know, stick a needle in my arm and just lay on the sidewalk or something. That might be how those weaklings down in the fucking city are handling this. That ain't how it's going to be handled elsewhere. I'll guarantee you that. And you arrogant fucking inbred son of a bitch and pedophiles at the very top. Oh, there's no way you can stop us. Oh yeah, there is a way we can fucking stop you. We're the largest army on this fucking planet, and we're well fucking armed. All it takes is just a fucking spark, and the fire's set, and your asses are done. Run to your other fucking countries. We'll have that button. They will turn you over, and we will push the fucking button and fry the whole fucking country. Your own people around you, the people that you've controlled, the people that you've treated like piss ants beneath you, when you're not neither, they're intelligent, they're equal in intelligence, nor fucking goddamn... in fucking manliness. They're going to come and they're going to pull you out of your fucking mansions. They're going to put you on the fucking plane. And they're going to load the rest of our shit that's been stolen on that fucking plane. And they're bringing it back here. And you're going on trial, you dirty son of a bitch. And then you're going to hang in our public square until the fucking bones drop on the fucking pavement. You got it? You ain't gonna just pop into an article here and there and say, it can't be stopped. Well, we've been told as Americans we couldn't do a whole lot of fucking things that we've done. We built this fucking civilization that you claim ownership to, you pieces of shit. We were talking about Helsinki and how radical solution to homelessness, they built housing for the people. But the thing is, it's so far removed from what we're facing here. We did not create our own numbers. The country belongs to us. These dirty son of a bitches are not our masters. They are our servants. And they have committed high treason. They have committed treason to get you put up against a fucking wall and creating a fucking corporate fucking United States of America and removing the Constitution of these Americas. And thinking they're going to remove our Bill of Rights. See, I think the people that, the anti-federalists, they knew this day would come. This is why they have buried the Bill of Rights and the anti-federalist papers. That's why, do you think I didn't try to find those when I was studying law? I knew about them. I tried to get them. I mean, I looked everywhere for them. I couldn't find them. But now they're out there. And the people understand that those people knew exactly what was going to happen. And they knew this day would fucking come. That's why it had to be the individual. That's the only thing that can't be corrupted by mammon, is the individual. If you're an individual with a true heart, and you know that this fucking country belongs to you, and you care about your own fucking people, and you know that you have a culture and a people, you're going to fucking fight. You're going to fight like a goddamn demon. You're going to pile them up like they did over there in Iwo Jima. Border agency buying 2.2 million diapers to help migrants. You don't think you're being fucked? I mean, I don't even have to say this anymore. Everybody fucking knows. Everybody knows. And everybody's sitting there thinking, well, you know, it's all of these years where, you know, the army's gone off way overseas. We fight them over there so that we don't have to fight them here. Remember that old slogan? That was a Vietnam thing they talked. We got to fight him over in Korea. We got to fight him over in Vietnam, or we'll have to fight him here. Better to be overseas and everybody sit in their house and watched it on fucking TV. No fucking fear of anything happening to him. My country's at war, but I haven't no fear of getting hurt by the enemy because it's way over there across the fucking ocean. It's going to be here this time. It's going to be in your fucking, right in your goddamn yard. It's going to be in your house. border agency buying 2.2 million diapers to help migrants. This is who you're, this is you middle class stupid son of a bitches are fixing to lose your goddamn livelihoods to these H2B visas. All these fuckers, H9s, there's thousands of fucking different visas. You middle class that we warned before you went out there as Trump-tards and did your Trump-tard move. Well, you're fixing to fucking reap what you've sowed too, because they're coming for everything you've got. And you're paying for $2.2 million worth of fucking diapers for the invaders that are coming to take your fucking jobs. And it's like I said, we're not even supposed to be a workforce here in America. We're supposed to be entrepreneurs. We're fucking filthy rich. We own the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. We were guaranteed debt-free currency so that we could exploit it ourselves for us. And just because some fucking French mason put a fucking statue out in New York Harbor, that doesn't change a goddamn thing. That does not replace the Bill of Rights that says that you cannot take it away from us except through due process of the law. And you better be a fucking American national when you file, buddy, to get anything. It's ours. Other countries, man, look around you. They'd fucking, you come in and start taking what they got, they'll kill you. But like I said, it's too many years. It's too many generations, by God. You think about it. Too many generations of it's way over there, away from me. There's no risk to me. America, you, goddamn, we're going to do it, by God.
USA!
As you sit on your fucking ass in no danger. But oh goddamn, we're homeless. We're badass Americans. Now you're going to get a chance to prove it. You're going to get a chance to prove it, and because you have been negligent, 2 million of you are going to fucking die learning how to fight a guerrilla war. Because you fucking were so arrogant, and it just couldn't happen here. All I got to do is suck ass a little better, and I can have an extra fucking bowl of cereal this week. You middle class son of a bitches out there, you own a million dollar home. Even $1 million ain't shit no more. When fucking $15 equals $3 when I first started out. You better start thinking about it, because you ain't gonna have that $1 million home. Your fucking ass, you're gonna be down there cowed.
They're in bed up to their ears. They're paying a big mortgage on that sucker. They don't own shit.
Of course they are, Mark. But they think that this fucking thing can't touch them. Oh, I'm very smart. Yes, you are. You're very highly, highly intelligent. That's why they got you doing it. And that's why they're going to have you teach your fucking replacement for your severance package how to do your fucking job half-assed. Because see, in the beginning, it was bringing the resources to bear for the wealth that they could produce. That's why if you had talent and you had brains, man, fucking, oh God, they couldn't do enough. You thrived in this country. You thrived if you was willing to work. Because you really didn't have to if you had brains and aptitude and you could go get that debt-free fucking loan. That loan of debt-free money. Within 10 years, you'd be kicking back. You're retired. The fact that they're raping our resources and sending them out of this country, if they just had to pay us for that, we'd all be sitting fucking rich. We wouldn't have to work. But Americans, the reason that we are what we are is because we work. We can't just sit on it. Well, I'm seeing the next generations coming up sitting on their asses. They're not out running around like we were when we were kids, playing army and fucking, climbing trees and doing the shit that kids did. They're sitting on their asses with a fucking little machine in front of their face in cyber world. But they're not the ones that are going to get this fucking ball rolling. And once this ball starts rolling, I feel so. The 2 million that die, you're just fucking dead. I don't know what to tell you. You blame it on yourself. Were you ready? Did you have your gun? Did you have your bullets? Did you have your beans? I may be one of those 2 fucking million that fucking die right out the gate, and I do have my bullets, and I do have my beans, and I do have my guns. But by God, I'm going to give them a fucking fight. They're going to know they run into somebody when they come to take me out. Border agency buying 2.2 million diapers. God almighty. The United States Customs and Border Protection Agency is buying 2.2 million diapers to help deliver economic migrants and their young children into American work sites. That's what this fucking says. I'm telling you, they've already got the jobs for them waiting for them here. Your job, middle class worker. I mean, like I said, at first it was just picking lettuce and stuff. You know, the farming. They didn't want to do that manual labor stuff. Blue collar, don't think about it. Now they're calling the blue collar, you know, they're just a bunch of lazy Americans. They don't know how to do nothing but build civilizations. We need these third world motherfuckers. Look down there at the great civilization they built in fucking Honduras. Look at the great civilization these mighty fucking brainy workers built in fucking Honduras and El Salvador. What they want is they want that up here with their gated fucking community with fucking armed guards. They want everybody unarmed, fucking slaves, with fucking their people armed guarding them inside their gated communities with their pools where they can do all their freaky shit, just have some kids brought in once in a while for them to play with. That's what they fucking want. But that ain't what they're going to get. Because it's failing on them. It's failing on them. That's why you see all the drastic moves. That's like, you know, Mark was talking about Trump being over there in England. See, the reason they're over there in England, they try to act like, well, you know, they're talking about them leaving Brexit and that we're going to do business with them. Bullshit. They're over there because England signed on to that fucking treaty with Iran, just like France is. He's going to make, they've got to get over there and you got to go along with us on this. We got to take out fucking, we got to take out Syria. We got to take out Lebanon. We got to take out Jordan. We got to take out goddamn Iran and then Turkey, because that's going to be the Middle East empire for our Jewish masters. He's delivering messages for his fucking masters is what he's doing. And the Queen of England. And that's why he's not going to their fucking parliament. He's not talking to their prime minister. He's over there talking to the real fucking authority. The authority that's always been the real fucking authority. The fucking crown heads of Europe. Just back us on this, man. Just back us on this. You're Jew too. Where are we at? The purchase implements the welcome policy. Listen to this. Damn it, people. Deliver economic migrants and their young children into American work sites, schools, and neighborhoods according to an online contract request. The purchase implements the welcome policy set by bipartisan. That's Republicans and Democrats, all in love with each other, bringing in the corporate elite, the corporate aristocracy, bringing in the slave labor. Bipartisan panel in Congress, which in February directed the Department of Homeland Security to help the migrants despite the impact on American wages, schools, and neighborhoods, instead of helping Americans by giving the agency the legal authority needed to block the migration. It ain't going to give no legal authority. They do not want those borders closed. They do not represent us. They represent fucking Jewland over there, okay? Jewland has fucking brought all of the goddamn internationalists into this fucking country where the resource is. They want fucking slave labor here. They do not represent us. And until we remove them, this shit is going to continue. The purchase request was posted by May 31st and is numbered at 201-12-13222A. It asks for the diapers, baby wipes, and shower shoes. For example, the first item on the shopping list is disposable diapers, size 2, 144 per case. Size 2, 144 per case. All items will have 5 deliveries. A delivery June 15th, 800 boxes. July 1st, 800 boxes. August 1st, 800 boxes. September 1st, 800 boxes. September 30th, 800 boxes. Sounds like, you know, he's really planning on stopping this shit, don't it? Don't it? The 2.2 million diapers are being bought with funds provided in the February border spending bill for the DH Department of Homeland Security. The bill included $192,700,000 for improved medical care, transportation, and consumables to better ensure the health and safety of the fucking invaders, people. who are temporarily in the United States. No, they're here to stay. That's what you got to get through your head. I told you that way back before this fucking phony-ass, lying-ass election. There ain't one of them going nowhere. The idea is to displace this population because we have rights here. We have rights to the property here. We have rights to the wealth here. We are the goddamn authority here. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, custody. According to a congressional explanatory statement of the provision, the money is also being used to fly immigrants from the border to their target job sites. Did you hear what I just said to you? To their target job sites. As people are sleeping in their fucking cars in L.A., can't afford a one-room apartment. But, man, you got to let the filthy rich run the goddamn country because, because they're the filthy rich. They're a fucking minority. They are the ones that removed the fucking common law court so that they could walk, try to step in and go, well, we work under the Uniform Commercial Code and you don't have any rights under that. Well, motherfucker, you are inside the borders of the United States of America. And that Bill of Rights is fucking the effective, absolute law on every square inch of it. And we're going to blow you out of your fucking shoes to prove it to you. That what you already fucking know. I loved it when Napolitano came on there and says, well, actually, corporations don't have to obey the Bill of Rights. Oh, fucking really? Oh, fucking really, you two-bit fucking piece of fucking dog shit. I bet you they obey it when they start getting bullets put through their fucking heads. Like they're going to fucking obey every fucking law that we, the people, lay down. Because we're the fucking authority here. It's our fucking country. It's our fucking resource. And we are going to be the beneficiaries. It's going to cost us a couple of million stupid people. And after we get done, there's going to be a whole hell of a bunch of them deported out of this fucking country or hung. The retards, oh, man, I don't even know. I think everyone, you should just kill every fucking one of them. Put them in the fucking ground. It's like a rabid dog. You let it out there. You mean take it out there 10 miles out in the fucking, out in the middle of the woods. The son of a bitch come back and bite you. You got to get rid of this kind of a fucking rot. And you got to do it across the fucking board. You got to do it across the fucking world. If you ever want to be free, you got to eliminate Zionism. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just take this one. Border agency buying 2.2 million diapers. And just read this shit to the people. Anybody who's fucking arguing with you, they're telling you right here they got the jobs waiting on them. And they're coming to take your fucking ass out. So you better get ready to do some fighting or running. And it's going to be interesting to see how many $1,000 guns are on the back of some son of a bitch beating feet. All you're seeing is assholes and elbows as they leave their own fucking family to be devoured by these bastards. That is the word from the trenches.